On Monday, June 3rd, at Tel Aviv University, the Philadelphia Orchestra's assistant conductor, Kensho Watanabe, conducted Bernstein's Candide Overture in a side-by-side concert with about 19 members of the Philadelphia Orchestra, a handful from the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra, and students from the Buckman Mehta School of Music Symphony Orchestra. Here, Kensho Watanabe talks with the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns about the challenges of assembling musicians from far-flung places with extremely limited rehearsal time.
So the overture to Candide is almost like folk music at this point because we all know it so well. But are you surprised at how well it went?
Actually, yes. I mean, not only is it stylistic in a way, it's not an easy piece to play, especially on 10 minutes of rehearsal like we had. So I was really surprised as to how it quickly came together, but also how much response I was getting from the musicians. Because if they were just reading, they wouldn't be as responsive to what I was trying to create in the minimal time we had. So it was actually really inspiring to actually be able to do a lot of things in the moment because they could play the parts so well. So it was actually a really treat.
So what are the particular problems of working with a composite orchestra, a collection of people who have never played together before, probably won't play together again?
Well, I think it's a challenge, but it's also a wonderful interaction because, you know, when you think about the Philadelphia Orchestra, it's such an incredibly established and well-manicured style that they play in. And so when you start mixing different people, I think each person influences the other on the stand, and I think this is the great interaction. And then to play Bernstein, like you said, is very much, you know, folk music at this time. You know, it's really a style that everybody knows. So then suddenly you have all these mixes of approaches to not only playing Bernstein, but also articulations and how much bow to use and vibrato. And then you just find yourself actually witnessing perhaps the nonverbal negotiations that are happening on each stand, which is really fun to see.
Israel Philharmonic and Philadelphia Orchestra, two very different and very high personality orchestras. Mm. Isn't it interesting how they seem to coexist as well as they do?
Yeah, well, this is what's amazing about music, right? I mean, it's that no matter what people may say about the personalities of each group, I mean, I think that I know the orchestra that I'm affiliated with, Philadelphia Orchestra, I've been so warmly accepted in that orchestra. So I can't imagine that the Israel Phil is any different. And so when you get the two mixing, it makes sense that everybody gets along, and especially in the service of music,